Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we're continuing our discussion of the importance of becoming a regular, systematic reader of the New Testament. Regular means setting aside 10 to 20 minutes every day to read, or as close to that as possible. Systematic means reading each book from start to finish without jumping around, without stopping to look up words or consulting a commentary. You can do all those things, but do it in another time, not in this very specific period of reading. Christians struggle with reading the Bible because they don't understand it. Well, we don't understand it because we're not familiar with it. This type of reading makes you familiar with the New Testament, and understanding comes with familiarity. This is how I learned much of what I teach. This is, people ask me from time to time, how did I get to know so much about the Bible? I'm telling you exactly how I did it and how I still do it. I still read like this. This type of reading will also produce changes in you. The Bible is a supernatural book that works in us. If you'll commit to regular systematic reading of the New Testament, you'll be a different person a year from now. Now, in this series, I'm giving you tips on how to read it, but I'm also trying to motivate you to do it, to become a regular systematic reader, by giving you reasons why you need to read and what reading the Bible will do for you. And this week, we're continuing, actually, we started this last week, we're continuing with this extremely important reason for reading the Bible. It will help you deal with the times in which we live. Jesus is coming soon, and according to the Bible, this period will be marked by deception and lawlessness. And God's Word offers protection against deception, and it also helps us understand what's happening and why it's happening, so we don't get freaked out by what we see around us. Now, we left off yesterday looking at some statements Jesus made in Matthew chapter 24. Just a few days before he was crucified, his disciples asked him what signs will indicate that his return is near. That happened at the beginning of Matthew chapter 24, and much of the rest of the chapter is his answer. He gives them specific signs that will indicate his return is near. Gave them a lot of information. That incident is recorded in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 21, and he's got a few details in his gospel that are not in Matthew 24, and I want to share it with you. Luke chapter 21, let me start, let me read verse 26. This is all I'm going to read. There's a lot more, but in the interest of time, Jesus said, in answering their question about what signs will indicate that your return is near, and he gives a bunch of signs, Jesus says, men's hearts shall fail them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. Now, after listing the signs that will come on this earth, Jesus said that the events that take place will terrify people. Men's hearts will fail them for fear and for looking at the things that are coming upon the earth. One translation there says men's courage will completely fail. Yet he tells his followers not to be afraid. I'm backing up just a bit. Verse 9, earlier in his statement, he said, but when you hear of wars and commotions, see, he's just told him there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, famine, pestilence, earthquake, nation rising against nation. He says, be not terrified. He tells his followers, don't be terrified by what you see. But then a little bit later, he says, men's hearts are going to fail them. They are going to be terrified. Their courage will completely fail because of what they see. He tells believers, when these things come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws nigh. Now, everybody's going to see the same thing. Some people are going to be terrified by it. Their hearts are going to fail them, their courage. Are people going to literally have heart attacks? Well, possibly. You can get so scared you have a heart attack. Men's hearts will fail them, but Jesus tells his own people, be elated in joyous expectation. That's literally the idea here when he says, look up and lift up your heads. That phrase, look up, comes from a word that means to be elated. Vine's Dictionary of New Testament Words says it means to be elated in joyous expectation. Let me read you a couple. I'm reading from the King James, but let me read you a couple other translations. But you, my people, when these things begin to happen, stand upright and look forward cheerfully. Jesus said we can do this because we know our redemption draws near. Look up. Lift up your heads, or be elated in joyous expectation, because your redemption draws nigh. Now, there's a whole lot in that statement that we're not going to address right now, but consider one thought. The completion of the plan of redemption is at hand. Jesus said, when you view these fearsome things, you don't have to be afraid because you understand what's going on. The completion of the plan of redemption is about to occur. My coming to cleanse the earth of all sin, corruption, and death, and establish my visible, eternal kingdom on this earth where you and I can live together forever in a perfect world is about to happen, so you can be excited. Luke chapter 21, if I keep reading, let me read verses 29 through 31. It makes it clear that this is what Jesus is saying here. And he spoke to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now near at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is near at hand. He goes on to tell them, just like when the summer's coming and you see buds put forth on trees, you know summer's near. Well, when you see these things coming on the earth, you know the kingdom of God is near. See, we've made the second coming about who's the Antichrist, what is 666, what's the mark of the beast, and all that. No, we're supposed to be looking for Jesus to come and complete the plan of redemption. Now, that's a whole can of worms for another day, but here's my point. Both groups of people, those who are terrified, according to Jesus, there'll be people who are terrified by what they see, and there'll be those who are elated in joyous expectation. They all see the same thing. However, it's not what you see. It's how you see what you see. We could do a whole lesson on that, but you know what I'm talking about. Two people can look at the exact same circumstance, and one is excited about the challenge, and one is overwhelmed by the challenge. It's not what you see, but how you see what you see. You have to know how to look at what you see and how to look past it to what is really going on. The end of this age is coming. The return of the Lord is near. See, this is where God's word helps us do this. God's word helps us see the way things really are so that we don't have to be terrified by what's happening and we can actually be elated in joyous expectation. Now, before we proceed, I want to address this issue. Why all the chaos in the final years of this age? I mean, we could do nothing but lessons about the bad stuff that is already begun and is going to continue before the return of the Lord. Last week, we talked about the removal of societal restraints on people and its effect on behaviors of people. We discussed that last week and the week before. But consider this point. There is a counterfeit kingdom in place in this world. It was established when Adam sinned and gave up his God-given authority in the earth over to Satan. And Satan has opposed the coming kingdom of God since the beginning and is trying to hold on to the earth. Revelation 12:12 talks about how the devil goes about in great wrath because he knows his time is short. He's trying to hold on to what he has, and he's going to offer the world a counterfeit of Jesus. This anti or in place of Christ. Anti means against, but it also means in place of. He's going to offer the world a false Christ who will preside over a worldwide government, economy, and religion. And through this man and this system, Satan will attempt to stop the rightful king, the Lord Jesus Christ, from returning to earth. Now, I could do whole lessons on this. I'm not, because that's not my purpose right now. But I want you to understand why all this chaos is occurring. Two world views are clashing, not just in America, but in other parts of the world. There are those who want globalization, and there are those who want to retain national sovereignty. Globalization is the idea that we're all one world. We should get rid of boundaries between countries because that causes war and a lot of the heartache and chaos in the earth. We're all citizens of one world. That idea, it has been put forth for a while, and it's working its way into human consciousness that we're global citizens of a global world, and we have to come together as a global community to address the problems facing humankind. Then there are those who want to retain our national sovereignties. In other words, France stays France, America stays America, Canada stays Canada. We're moving toward globalization, and I'm not saying that someone who supports globalization is of the devil. Sincere people hold various points of view based on their life experiences, knowledge, and personalities. The devil, however, is an opportunist who works through people, and he can advance his agenda to offer the world a false Christ who is the leader of the world through an honest belief in the benefits of globalization. But here's my point. These two views are clashing more and more. That's what the political discord is about. Those who want globalization and those who don't. And instead of us getting caught up trying to argue our point of view, we need to keep an eternal perspective. Globalization is coming. The Bible told us that would happen, but it's not bigger than God. More tomorrow.
You've been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619.